Amen. Appreciate the singing this morning. It's been wonderful. Thank you, Brother Smith, for a great job and all the brothers who served so far. It's good to have everybody here this morning. Good crowd. Good to have those who are visiting with us and not members of the Church of Christ. You're the very honored and distinguished guest of our audience, and we're thankful to have you with us today. We pray that you'll obey the gospel today, for it's eternally too late, that your soul could be saved. Amen. Believing that Jesus hung, bled, and died on the cross of Calvary for your sins, according to the scriptures. Upon believing that, we'll bury you with him this morning in baptism for the remission of your sins. You're experiencing, if you're visiting with us, for the first time, the New Testament pattern of worship, where we sing without the help of mechanical instruments of music. We will pray. Men will do the ushering, worshiping, and working in the services. Men do the preaching. Amen. And you'll see we'll take the Lord's Supper every Sunday, and we'll send a plate around once, but we won't beg you for your money, because God loves a cheerful giver. And so we don't have to beg, though, who's cheerfully give. They're going to give when because God has blessed them to be able to give. Amen. This morning, today is a wonderful day. Friends and family, they hopefully came to stay all day. We got plenty of food for you. But right now we need the Word of God. Feed on it. So open your Bible, John chapter 10. Where we're going to be studying, John chapter number 10. We studied the book of John, and we've got to chapter 10. Hopefully, you've enjoyed it as much as I have. It's been a great study so far. We'll start at verse 19 today. In verse number 19, the Bible says, There was a division, therefore, among the Jews for these things.
And many of them said, he hath a devil.
Talking about Jesus.
And is mad.
They say, now he's got a devil. They're trying to determine who he is. He's got a devil. Said some of them are saying he has a devil and he's mad.
Then why the Bible hear said, him?
Why should we hear him? And others said something. Other opinions. So people These are not the words of him. Now, that's what I'm saying. Now this is not a. Don't sound like somebody that got a devil in them.
Can a devil open the eyes of the blind?
So Jesus had just healed a man with mud and spit. And so some of the people said, how is it that a man that's not from God can take mud and spit and make a man blind see? Jesus has told them that he was the good shepherd and he had sheep. And so they are questioning him. And just like us today, we have to know that people will vary in opinions on debatable situations. So we should not be surprised when people question a saying like they're questioning Jesus. When we teach them on what God says from his word, then it's no surprise when we have varying opinions, but there is a definite answer that stops the opinions and become the truth, which is the word of God. Amen. Now, he says, listen, Jesus deals with these matters of opinion. He says in verse 22,
It
was at Jerusalem.
The
feast of the dedication.
And it was winter.
And it was in the wintertime. Now, the Bible says, Jesus walked into Solomon's porch, where the Jews are assembling. Then came the Jews around him to hear what he has to say. And they questioned him. They said,
how long dost thou make us to doubt?
You are, in other words, they're saying, we doubt who you are, because we're confused about who you are. And then he says,
if
you be the Christ,
tell us plainly.
Just be plain with us. Just tell us plainly what, if you are the Christ. These Jews said, Jesus, you are creating a division, a doubt within us. Be clear on what you're saying. Watch Jesus respond, because sometimes people can say they are not clear when they are. So here's how Jesus deal with folk who are opinions and are making statements that we need clarity on what you're saying when they really understood what he was saying. Now, here's how I know this. Look at what Jesus answered. He said, now, here's what Jesus told him. He said,
I told you. And you believe
that's
not.
That's my title right there. And the emphasis I want to put this morning is that Jesus stated to them, I told you. It's not that I haven't told you. The problem is you don't believe it.
Amen.
See, you can tell people there's only one church, one God. And they say, I don't understand. I'm confused. But God is not the author of confusion. You're not confused. You don't believe it. That's where we're going to be at today. That's where we're going to be at today. See, you got to understand, at the end of the day, it's about a belief. It's about, do I believe the word of God? It was Jesus said, I am the way. He was the word. In the beginning was the word, and the word was God, and the word was with God. He had told them it was God speaking to them. They didn't believe it. Now, watch this.
The works that I do now, in my Father's name, they bear witness of me.
Read on, verse 58.
But ye believe not, because ye are not of my sheep.
But you, now he said, now you don't
as
believe.
As I said
now,
unto you.
Now he said, I told you, you didn't believe. He told them that not only did you not believe my words, you didn't believe what I was doing. I told you that in John 8:58, before Abraham was, I am. He told them in John 9:5, I am the light of the world. He told them in John 10:7, I am the door of the sheep. He told them in John 10:9, by me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. Which means he told them, I am the Savior of the world. He told them who he was. They know only Christ could save the world. He was the light. He told them, I am before Abraham was. I am. Just like God told Moses. He said, I don't know what to tell the people. But Moses said, tell them I am that I am sent you. He was telling them I'm God. Now see, they say, make it plain. Now, we're going to see later they understood what he was saying. People pray crazy when they don't want to believe something. You run into that all the time. I just can't see it, Brother Brooks. I just can't see how everybody's saved going to be in one church. I know, because seeing don't bring on a belief. Believing when you believe when you read. You believe when you read the word of God. And so John 10:10, he said, John 10:25, he said, I told you, you believe not.
That
then he said, that the works now,
that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me.
Now he said, now all the miracles I've done,
they bear witness of me.
Should tell you that I'm God. Should tell you that I'm the Messiah. All the works out there. He in John 2, he turned water into wine. John 4, his father, he healed the son of a dying son of a father. He healed the impotent man. John 5, he told him, take up your bed and walk. Y'all remember that? He was at the pool of Bethesda. And then he fed 5,000 people with 2 fishes and 5 loaves of bread. In John 6, he walked on water. And then in John 9, he took mud and spit and healed that man. And he said, that don't say to you that I'm from God? So he's saying, this stuff I'm doing doesn't even tell you who I am. My question for us is an application. Now, how much do God need to do for us before we believe he is God? We should give God credit for what he's doing in our life. Man, we got to understand who wake us up in the morning. We got to understand who is giving us breath of life, who gives us jobs, and who gives us the blessings that we need in this life, who gives us shelter and water and give us strength to move around. It is God, y'all. And until we say it, we got to give God credit for being God for us. What God got to do? What he got to do to get people to be faithful in his worship to him? What he got to do to get us to do what he's asked us to do? Many people today do not believe, even in the Lord's church. That's the saddest part. There are members in the Lord's church who don't believe enough to obey God completely. What I mean by that, be fully committed, fully converted to the cause of Christ. You see that in their lack of attendance. You got to believe that if you die like that, you're going to lose your soul. I'm telling you this, but you got to believe that I'm going to lose my soul by not being faithful to God. There's going to be people on their journey going to be shocked. They're going to be shocked. Because they did not believe what he said. And they formulated their own belief. Listen to Matthew chapter 7 in verse 21 to 23. Notice this. Jesus
not
said,
everyone not that everyone that says to me, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven.
Really.
Many will say unto me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils.
And in thy name done many wonderful works. Now, think about that. These people are saying, we did good things in your name. It's not that they were bad people.
That's true.
But there was something wrong because in verse 23, makes this statement.
And then he said, will I profess unto them?
Jesus saying, I'm going to profess unto them.
I never knew you.
Man, look here. I told you what to do, and you believed it not. So on the day of judgment, he says, I will profess unto them, I never knew you.
Depart from me.
He said, depart. So that person is going to be lost,
that work
thinking
iniquity.
They were going to stand before God saved. Now, these were not Muslims. These were not Buddhists. These were people who called Jesus their Lord. They called themselves Christians under the umbrella of Christianity. These were people who went Sunday worships, who went and called themselves praising God in the name of Jesus. These were people who considered themselves faithful to their Lord, but he said they were workers of iniquity. That's without law. When you live your life as a Christian without law, that's an iniquity. Lawlessness. In other words, I'm not operating or serving God according to law. I serve God according to my self-will. So I'm going to serve him like I want to serve him, but not how he tells me to serve him. That's why you see churches on every corner teaching something different in the name of Jesus. But it's not the law of Christ. The law of Christ is considered the New Testament, and the New Testament is law. And when you don't abide by the law, you get a penalty, because inherent in law is penalty. Let me give you an example. What I mean by this, if you have your driver's license, which means you now understand American law, don't you? That's why you got a driver's license, because you know the law. Then they put law officers to enforce the law. So if you choose to run the red light, You are making of the iniquity. You are choosing to make your own law. With me, I don't see nothing wrong with running the red light. Now, when Quincy and them pull you over, and when the lawman pull you over and the light, they said, what they said when I rode with the police officer, they said, light him up. And they light him up. I said, light him up, Chris. I wanted to ride with Walker. I said, we got to light him up. I like that. Boy, I'm going to get in when the, who else the police take me riding? Take me for a ride. Yeah, yeah. Walker took me for a ride. And Jason took me for a ride. I had a good time. And we just saw all these people who making their own law. But you know what? When you know that, understand that Jesus has given us a law. It's called New Testament. Here's the thing about law. I remember when I was teaching older sister. She was up in age. We were having an outdoor event. And she rolled over here on the bus, Bro Stroud. She came all the way across Houston because she had heard me speaking on the radio. And so she got off the bus, and she was on her walker. Amen, somebody. Now, this is an older lady. And she came and said, Brother Brooks, somebody said, Brother Brooks, there's a lady just got off the bus. She's looking for you. I said, okay, what do you mean? I went out and met her, and surely she met you. I heard you on the radio. I just wanted to come meet you. I said, well, it's a pleasure meeting you. And so I brought her over here, and I talked the gospel to her, right? And I was teaching her. She was saying, well, Brother Brooks, I don't understand the difference between the Old Testament and the New Testament because I like my music. I like the instruments in worship. You know, and I'm bothered by that. And I was teaching her what they said in the New Testament. So I said, well, let me make it real clear for you. Let's do it like this. Let's go with it. Old law versus new law. Okay. So the old law was 75 miles per hour. Y'all got it? What was the old law? 75. And I said, then the legislators, though, who wrote the law, came back and changed it and made it 55. That's a new law now. The old law was 75. New law, 55. We got it? Everybody got a law, don't you? Now, if I drive 55 and there's no penalty, then that's not law. Uh-oh, y'all remember? You see? So inherent in law is what? Penalty. So if I drive 55, there's a penalty collar ticket. Y'all got it? So I was teaching her. I said, so the Old Testament, yes, David and them used instruments. David and them also used bulls and goats. They worshiped. Amen. And they tied it under the old law. But then Jesus came, and he dies on the cross, and he changed it from 75 to 55. Y'all with me? Y'all with me? So that's why we don't have no instruments up here, because that's 75. Somebody missed my point today. That's why we take the Lord. See, David didn't drink no blood. That's 75. If you now, 55, you got to drink blood. Called communion. Is it good? So here's what we're saying. So the old lady, here was the story going. So at the end, I gave them a test. I said, well, you know, you want to come down? Because if anybody who's driving 55 going to get a ticket, right?
75.
75. 75 going to get what?
Ticket.
And so in the end, she hadn't said nothing else in the whole class. And so here and at the end, I was finished with my lesson. I was hoping to baptize some folks. I think I did baptize some other people. But at the end, she was sitting all the way back at the back there. And I seen her coming my way. I said, oh, boy. You know, when grandma coming your way, you say, oh, Lord, she's going to tell me off. I just knew she was going to let me have a piece of her. Yeah, she hadn't lost her mind. I'm going to tell you why. Because she came down, she said, Brother Brooks. I said, yes, ma'am. She said, can you baptize me today? I said, yeah, I sure can. She said, God, I don't want no ticket. She was no crank, was she? She understood. I don't need no instrument. I'm trying to get to heaven. And you know what? She got baptized that day. She understood the one church. She didn't have no problem with that no more. She understood how we supposed to worship. She understood New Testament law would get her to heaven. Within 2 years after I baptized her, the lady died. I'm so glad she caught that bus that day.
Yeah.
But more importantly, she understood law. Well, that's what Jesus said. You're workers of iniquity. Let me tell you something, family. Many of you I've called this week to try to get you back in worship. The law is saying that If you die outside of Christ, you're going to be lost. That's law. And that's a penalty. I don't want that to happen. That's why Brother Brooke taking his time trying to call everybody here. Amen. If you got a call from me, it was a call of love trying to appeal to you. Consider your soul salvation. Amen. Listen to what the Bible says. Go back to John. Let's see if I got a few more points there before I close. Well, man, verse 26.
But ye believe not.
Yeah, you see, now he said, now I did all these things, but you didn't believe them.
Because you are not of my sheep.
Read on.
As I said unto you, my sheep hear my voice.
All he's saying there is that if you were listening to what I said, then you would do it. Then notice what he says here.
My sheep hear my voice.
Yeah.
And I know them.
Mm-hmm.
And they follow me.
Right.
And I give unto them eternal life.
Right.
And they shall never perish.
Mm-hmm.
Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand.
Right, real.
My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all.
Mm-hmm.
And no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand.
Yeah. See, now, this is not once saved, always saved. No. What he's saying now, as long as you do what I said, you hear my voice. So the voice is written in words. It's called the doctrine of Christ, which is the New Testament doctrine. It's the teachings of Christ. That's his voice. When we read today, we're hearing him tell us what to do. And so he's saying, this is a blessing to you. As long as we do what he told us to do, we can go to heaven. You don't have to worry about going to heaven. You just do what the Lord told you to do, and you can go to heaven. Amen. That's right. So when we sin, for example, if you've been out of worship, what you have to do is confess your fault. Now, I don't know how to do this. And I tried last week. I don't know how to do it without offending anyone. I don't want to offend anyone. But if you have been out of worship, you are now in a dangerous state for your soul. What I'm saying is that what you have to do is to come home and say, brothers and sisters, I have sinned, and we will pray for you, and that's law. Confess your fault. We don't care what you've been doing. I mean, we don't want to know what you've been doing. We do care, but we don't want to know what you've been doing. But God, he do say, confess your fault. He said, if you confess, I'm just to what? Forgive you. So when you come back today, come home. Come back. And say, I've sinned, Lord. I asked the church to pray for me. That's law. I don't want you to be lost. We're not trying to embarrass anyone. We're just saying, here's the law. The law says you have to do that. You got to hear his voice and obey him. What the Bible say? Give me some more.
And I give.
30? Verse 30. I got Brother Wayne into my
sermon. I and my Father are one.
Yeah, notice what they happened. They took up stones. Now, notice what happened. Verse 31.
Then the Jews took up stones again to stone
him. They trying to kill him now.
Jesus answered them.
So he asked them.
Many good works have I showed you from my Father.
Of all our things I've done.
For which of those works do ye stone me?
What, you going to kill me because I helped the blind man? Are you going to kill me because I used mud and spit? Are you going to kill me because I took the father's son that was dying and made him okay? What are you going to kill me for? What did I do wrong? You know what he says?
The Jews answered him, saying, for a good work we stone thee not, but for blasphemy, and because thou, being a man, makest thyself God.
Now, remember earlier they said they didn't know. See how people are? Now, they're going to come out now, they're going to admit it. But earlier, there was a man, he would just tell us plainly, but you know, we're killing you because you told us who you were. You're a man, you told us you were God. We've been telling you. So see there, they knew all along that he was telling them that. That's what he said. I told you, but you didn't believe it. Then he noticed verse 34 through 38.
Jesus answered them, is it not written in your law, I said, ye are gods.
Law is the Bible, Old Testament. So they know Old Testament law.
If you call them gods, unto whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken.
That's what he's saying. Look here. Under the Old Testament, in Psalms 82, they referred to some men as God, little g.
Do you believe that?
He said the scripture going to be right. So notice he says this.
Say ye of him whom the Father has sanctified and sent into the world.
So are you talking to me?
Thou blasphemest? Because I said I am the Son of God?
Because I said, that ain't what he says. But you saying that I'm blasphemed because I said I am who I am, really? And then he says,
If I do not the works of my Father, believe me not.
If I'm not proving myself, then don't believe me. Read.
But if I do, though ye believe not.
If you can't believe what I'm saying,
believe the works that you see me doing.
He was trying to get them there. He was trying to get them to believe that ye may know and believe.
And believe that the Father is in me and I in him.
Now, the question becomes, if a person is having problem with believing the scriptures, then you got a problem with what God has said. So he's saying to them, don't look at the scripture no more. Look at what I'm doing. If you can't believe what I'm saying, look at what I'm doing. So I'm saying for us, if you can't believe scripture, look at God's creation. Look at the heavens and the skies. Look at that. Look at the big light at night and the big light during the day. Who put those up there? Look at the chandeliers of heaven at night. How do those stars hang on nothing? Look at the power of a wind, the power of a hurricane that can devastate Houston, Texas, and put millions of people in walking in water. How is it that the sea can go raging at the command of God? Somebody ought to tell me who designed the tornadoes. We got to look when you hear thunder. It'll make you say there is a God. When you look at the clouds, God said, "Ere the dust of my feet," which makes God big to walk on clouds as dust. Who hung those clouds up there? Man, you don't understand, a lightning bolt is speaking that there is a God. Look at the design of the human body. I know my wife got diabetes, and they gave her an insulin pump to try to mimic what the body does on its own. Man cannot mimic it. The body calculates carbs as soon as it hits the tongue, and the body responds, and the pancreas secretes the insulin, and when the sugar is low, the liver says, "Holy sugar, low, give sugar." It makes its own sugar, and it controls it through a straight line. Cortisol is a hormone steroid that the body produces. And my wife been on steroids for her and autoimmune disease. And we found out this week that we had to test her cortisol because the adrenal glands produce steroids when the body is in stress. So when the body gets under stress or pain, the doctors prescribe steroids to calm it down. Once you take too much steroid, the adrenal gland stops producing steroids naturally because the brain is saying to it that there is a level of steroids in your body. That's why when they take steroids, you start taking them, they have to taper you off slowly so it don't confuse the adrenal gland. Because the adrenal gland is looking at the level and the brain is saying it's enough steroids in her body, don't give her no more. And then she gets sick. Because man-made steroids was not designed for the body. I could go on and on about the brain and the design of the brain and how the spinal cords and how the nerves and how you could touch on the finger, if your finger just touched something hot, and by the time you touch, your brain already sent a signal saying, that's ouch. talk about that. Well, he said, if you don't believe the Bible, then believe God's design of your body. That heart ain't nothing but a pump. It's pumping blood, and if it stops, yeah. Verse 39, I got to get it close here. Y'all get the point? Okay. And therefore
they sought again to take him, mm-hmm. but he escaped out of their hand.
So they're trying to kill him, he gets away.
And went away again beyond Jordan into the place where John at first baptized,
went back to where
and
Peter,
there he abode.
There were more people there believing what he done.
And many resorted unto him and said, John
people
there
did
no
believe
miracle.
What he did, because John told him, he said, this is him, man. This is him. That's him. That's son of God. And then they did no miracle,
but all things that John spake of
about him
man were true.
So these
and
people
many
believed.
Believed.
See, there were some who believed, but the people who were with him that day trying to kill him, he said, I told you who I was. And you what?
Believe not.
You didn't believe me. Here's why I want to close this. Y'all, Jesus has told us that he would never leave us nor forsake us. He has told us that I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. He told his disciples, and he's telling them, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. I told you, and you didn't believe it. He told you what to do to be saved. You got to hear how God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. You got to hear the message, the voice of God speaking to you. That God loves you. And that he sent his son to die for you. You got to believe that. He told us he was going to send him. He came. We didn't see him with our eyes. We have to believe it. He came. He lived among men. He knew no sin. There was no guile found in his mouth. They took him. Illegally tried him at night. Brutally beat him with a whip. They hung him on an old rugged cross with nails in his hands and in his feet. He told us, if I be lifted up, I'll draw men unto me. When they killed him on the cross, he was dying for us. He was dying for our sins according to the scripture. You got to believe scripture. The scripture cannot be broken, Jesus said. It is right. It is absolutely true. And Jesus has told us in John 8, get that verse, in verse 21 through 24. Here's what he said in John 8, 21 through 24. Look what he said. He told us this, and we got to believe it. Look what he says. I go my way.
Then said Jesus unto them, I go my way.
I go my
and
way.
You shall seek me.
You're going to want to go where I am in heaven. That's what he's talking about. Read.
And shall die in your sins.
But you're going to die how?
In your sins. Whether I go.
If you want to go where I go.
You cannot come.
You cannot go to heaven if you die in your sins. I told you that. You got to what?
Believe it.
Then he says what to him?
Then said the Jews. Where I am, you cannot come.
Yeah, read.
Then said the Jews.
Yeah.
Will he kill himself? Because he saith, where I am, you cannot come.
Read.
And he said unto them,
You
are from beneath.
Yeah.
I am from above.
Read.
You are of the world.
Uh-huh.
I am not of this world.
Read on.
I said therefore unto you
now, verse
that
24.
You shall die in your
now,
sin.
Now, I'm going to repeat it.
For
he repeats it. He said, I told you that you can't come to heaven if you die in your sins. If you believe not that I am he,
you shall die
in your
sin.
You will die in your sin, my friend. That you got to believe that. You got to believe. Members that are in the Lord that have been baptized, you got to believe that you got to be faithful. You got to commune on Sunday. You can't miss this. You can't forsake the assembly and go to heaven. You got to get it right with God. That's all Brother Brooks is saying to us. He said, you don't get there on the day of judgment. He said, I didn't know, no. He said, I told you, but you didn't believe me. You didn't believe. So you got to be faithful. Then so when they took him off the cross, they buried him after he suffered for you. 6 long hours on a cross, executed by crucifixion, to give you a chance to be saved, to save your soul so you don't die in your sins. He hung there, y'all. He hung there for us. It ought to make us want to cry how much he went through for us. He died for the church of Christ. He died to give us a hope of eternal life. He stayed on the cross. He could have called angels, but he didn't. He hung there. They took him down, buried him in a borrowed tomb early Sunday morning. He got up with power. This is what he told us to do. He said, go into all the world and preach the gospel, Mark 16:15. That's what preachers are told to do. When preachers don't preach the gospel, he said, I told you what to preach, and you believe not. You preach the death, burial, and resurrection. You hang me on the cross. The preaching of the cross is the power of God to save mankind. Romans 1:16. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is a power. He told us what to preach. We don't have to preach self. We don't have to preach money. We preach the cross, and we preach the cross. He said, I told you to preach. You believe me not. What are you saying, Brother Brooks? I'm appealing to the church. Don't take lightly your faith, your salvation. Believe it. Repent at invitation. Come back home. I'm talking to the members who are not members of the church. Believe this. Jesus said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. You got to be baptized to be saved. You got to believe that. He said, I told you, and you believe not. You got to be baptized, washed in the blood of the Lamb, Revelation 1:5. When we baptize you, we'll bury you with Christ. And the blood of Christ will wash away every sin you ever had. And he'll add you to the church. And there's only one in the Bible. It's called the Church of Christ. That's it. You got to believe it. Jesus said in Matthew 16:8, upon this rock, I'm going to build my church. The church belongs to Christ. It is his bride. And every wife wears her husband's name. We know that. How did these other churches come about? Because they are not according to the law. If you do it according to the law, y'all, there's one God we can serve, one Lord we can serve, and one church to be saved in. It is the Church of Christ. I'm not ashamed of that. I'm not ashamed to tell folk, because he told us, you do it in season and out of season. I told you, Brooks. You believe every preacher in this audience must understand, he told us what to do. And we better do what? Believe and do what he said. Are we going to be held accountable? I don't want to be in that number. Here's what I want to do today. You got to hear that, God. Hopefully it affects your life. Oh, you know, Lord, thank you so much for giving me another chance to be here today. Because of what he did on the cross, that ought to make you want to come to him. You want to come to him. You believe that with all of your heart. Number two, you got to believe. Acts 15:7. Hear the word of gospel and believe it. You got to repent. Luke 13:3. Jesus told us, I tell you, nay, but except you repent, you shall perish. I told you. You believe what? No. You got to believe. I got to repent. What else you got to do? Make a confession. What's the confession, Brother Brooks? I found in Acts 8:37. The man said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Matthew 10:32. Jesus said, you confess me before men, I will confess you before my Father. You got to believe me because I told you to confess me. But if you deny me, I'm going to deny you. I told you, and you believe me not. Ladies and gentlemen, friends, there's only one church, and you're not saved if you're not in it. The Church of Christ is in the law. That's the only one I could preach. I wish I could preach the Baptist church, but I can't, because it ain't in the law. I want to do it because I got so many members of my family that are caught up in those man-made religions, but they're not in the law, y'all. I say that with love. I'm speaking the truth in love. I'm saying to this audience, I know you in here, and you might not like what I'm saying, but think about it. Jesus done told us only a few gonna go to heaven. You want to be in that number? He already said, now enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, broad is the way to lead to destruction, and many will go that way. He told us. He said, but straight is the gate, narrow is the way to lead to life, and he said what? Few find it. Matthew 7:13-14. So what I want to do today, I want those who are not members of the Lord's church, not Church of Christ. Amen. I want y'all to know that we got water baptism. We'll do what the Lord told us to do for you. You gotta believe it, and you gotta come down here and say, I believe that Jesus Christ is Son of God. You and then we're gonna give you clothes to put on So you don't get these nice threads of yours wet. Something for your hair, because I know that's expensive, best for women. We're going to put something on your head. And we're going to take you and we're going to carry out the command of God. We're going to bury you with Christ, Romans 6:3, under the water to contact the blood. You're going to receive the Holy Spirit under water. Then the Lord is going to add you to the church of Christ, because you can't join us. The Lord adds you to the church. It'll be the church. And then you stay faithful to him unto death. And you'll make heaven your home. Is that good? So the first people I'm talking to are those who are not members of the Church of Christ. The other people are us. Those are members. Some of us just need to be strengthened. Some of us done lost loved ones. Some of us got cancer. Some of us dealing with diabetes, high blood pressure, strokes. Some of us understand that he said, I stand at your door and knock. I want to come in and help you. I told you to open the door. All you had to do was open the door. Come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, I'll give you rest. He's talking to his children. He's saying, come to me. I'm saying, y'all, come back to God. Let him give you rest. Let him give you peace in your life, and let him strengthen you and comfort you. You got to ask prayer sometime for comfort. You got to say, church, pray with me. I lost my loved one. I need strength. There's nothing wrong with that. The eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayers. We want to pray with you today if you'll come down here. We want to pray with you today if you would write it on a card and send it to us. We want to pray with you. We want to pray for you. And the third people I'm appealing to is the restoration, those who need to come back home. Six or seven came last week. We call them. They're here today. I want you, if you've been gone, if you've been missing work, I want you to come down to the front because I love you. I want you to make your confession. You know what? I need to get my life right with God. And we're going to pray with you this morning. Y'all, is that good? What's the name of the invitation song? Yeah, he said, who at the door standing? That means that's Jesus. I'm standing at your door now. How many of y'all hear his voice this morning? How many of y'all have he spoke to through me? He talked to you through me. You heard his voice. He's telling you, but the question is, do you believe it? I stand at your door. When you come, I want you to come. Just come. Start coming as together we stand and sing the song of